ておはようございます。
Good morning。
今日は最初に、ね、ちょっと短い動画から始めたいと思います。
We're going to start today first by watching just a short video clip together。
で、その動画の中でこう2つの、ねことを、まあ、そしてこの今回注目してほしいポイントを押さえるために、次の2つのことを考えながら見てほしいです。
And the reason that we're watching this video, there's something that we want you to focus on that will tie in with the message. So as you're watching this video clip, we want you to think about these two questions.
一つは、まあ、動画の中にある女性が登場するんですけど、その女性は何を求めているのか。
Okay, so there's a woman and there's a man in this video. So the first question is, what is it that the woman is looking for? What is she seeking?
でもう一つの質問が、動画の中に登場する男性は何をしようとしているのか。
And then the man, what is it that the man is trying to do? Okay, so what is the woman looking for and what is the man trying to do?
女性は何を求めているのか、男性は何をしようとしているのか、ちょっと頭に加えながら見てください。
And sometimes it feels like it's right up on me, and I can just feel it, like literally feel it in my head, and it's relentless. And that's the thing that scares me the most, is that I don't know if it's ever going to stop.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'll bet if we got that out of there...
Stop trying to fix it.
No, I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just pointing out that maybe the nail is causing...
You always do this. You always try to fix things when what I really need is for you to just listen.
See, I don't think that is what you need. I think what you need is to get the nail
out. See, you're not even listening now.
Okay, fine. I will listen. Fine.
It's just... Sometimes it's...Like, there's this achy, I don't know what it is, and I'm not speaking very well at all, and all my sweaters are snagged, all of them. Ow!
On, if you would just...
Don't!
Some of you may have actually seen this video clip before.
さっきの2つの質問ちょっと聞いていきたいと思います。動画の中の、この女性が求めていたことは何だったでしょうか?
So, we want to throw this out to the audience. What is it in this video clip that the woman is looking for? What is she looking for?
もしよかったら手を挙げて。
If you have an idea, you can raise your hand.
彼女は屈辱で彼に同情してもらいたい、慰めてもらいたいだったんじゃないかなと思います。
Rather than pointing out that there's a nail in her head, she wants him to understand her feeling, to understand her pain in that moment. Somebody who will listen.To her. I noticed it's the women who answered. 女性が答えてるのも。
そう、話を聞いてもらうこと、慰めてもらう、共感してもらう、痛みを分かってもらう、そういったことかなと思います。
Yeah, she wants to be heard. She wants to be understood. She wants somebody to understand her pain and her suffering and to receive empathy for that.If we put one word for that, compassion. That's what she's seeking, is compassion.
じゃあ、男性は何をしようとしていたでしょうか?
Okay, so then what is the man trying to do? What is he trying to do or accomplish?
痛みの原因を、表で原因を解決しようとしています。
He sees where the problem exists and he's trying to solve that. Anything else?
It's
just trying to provide a solution, but all she's looking for is sympathy.
この男性はあの問題を、ね、解決しようとしてたけど、まあ、女性が求めてたのは共感だったみたいですね。で男性はそう、痛みの原因となっている、ね、問題を、ね、指摘して助けようとした、まあ、真理、ね、その事実を伝えて問題を解決しようとしている。
He's trying to point out where the problem, what is the cause of that problem, of that pain and suffering, and he's trying to solve the problem.、
まあ、ちょっと硬い言い方になるんですけど、まあ、真理を伝えようとして
る。This is maybe a little bit, anyways, what he's trying to do is he's trying to speak the truth.
まあ、それで、そうですね。あの、多くね、男性、女性の傾向としてこう一つ挙げられるあの動画かなと思うんですけども
I think a lot of us can laugh about this because this occurs often in relationships between men and women in their communication.
自分はこっちに共感できるなってこういろいろ思うことあると思います。
So probably we can look at that and we can understand or have experienced that ourselves.
今日はこの寄り添うこと、真理を伝えること、この2つをテーマにイエス様がどのようなお方であられるのかということを見ていきたいです。
But thinking about that, thinking about showing compassion and also speaking truth, we want to look at these two ideas as we look at who Jesus is and what Jesus does in today's passage in relation to Mary of Bethany.
先ほど聖書朗読で、読まれた箇所の中でこれってどういうことなんだろうってこう自分がずっと疑問に思っていた箇所があります。
Within the passage that we read today before the message, there's one section within that that Hiro has wrestled with, and he wonders if you have also wrestled with understanding it too.
それがこの、まあ、3つですね。33節。イエスは彼女が泣き、一緒に来たユダヤ人たちも泣いているところをご覧になった。そして霊に憤りを覚え、心を騒がせて。また35節、イエスは涙を流された。そして38節、イエスは再び心の内に憤りを覚えながら墓に来られた。
It's this progression of these verses. First in verse 33, when Jesus saw Mary's profound grief and the moaning and weeping of her companions, he was deeply moved by their pain in his spirit and was intensely troubled. And then it says in verse 35 that Jesus wept. And then in verse 38, then Jesus, who was intensely troubled by all of this, and goes on.
まあ、この35節のイエスは涙を流されたっていうのはまあ分かりやすいんですけど、霊に憤りを覚えるとか心の内に憤りを覚えるってどういうことなんだろう。この場面でイエス様ってどういう気持ちだったんだろうってどうして疑問に思っていたんですか。
I think it's easy for us to understand verse 35, Jesus wept. Okay, we know what that is and what he's doing there. But what is John really trying to say in this passage when he says that Jesus is intensely troubled and that he's deeply moved by their pain in his spirit? What is it that Jesus is actually feeling in this passage, in this moment?
この福音書が、ね、書かれた元々の言語のギリシャ語を調べてみると霊の憤りまた心の内の憤りのこのどちらにもうめくっていう意味の言葉が使われてました、まあ、うめく
So in the original Greek text for this passage the word that's used both for the idea of being troubled in spirit and troubled in heart、some translations some of the English translationsay groaning, okay? And so when we read groaning, we think like, something like that, right?
また、日本語の憤りっていう言葉についていろいろ調べてみて、まあ、この箇所をより深く理解するのに有益だなと思ったのが、まあ、次の文句です。
Okay, and in the English version that we read of this passage today, that Greek is translated as that Jesus is intensely troubled. And many of the other English, there's more English translations than Japanese. So many of the other translations say something similar, but the New Living Translation uses the expression that Jesus was angry. It uses the word angry. And in the Japanese translation, the word is ikidori. So there you go. There's that. You can learn a Japanese word, ikidori. And ikidori gives that idea of Jesus being angry. So Hiro looked up three explanations of this idea of ikidori, or anger, or indignation, that helps us to understand what Jesus is feeling in that moment.
Ikidori, tasa kara mite wa wakaranai uchi naru kanjou wa arasu koto ga oi. 2つ目, 相手の理不尽な対応や言動、屈辱的な扱いに対して強い不平や怒りといった反発的な感情を抱き、心の中が晴れない状態。3つ目、腹立たしい気持ちと気持ちだけでなくて、悲しみ、嘆く気持ちも入り混じった複雑な感情を心身で感じていることを表現するときに適している言葉です。
Anger is a very big word in English and has lots of different ideas of what it is and what we're experiencing and why. So I actually think probably indignation is probably easier, but that we don't even use that very often in conversation. So this idea of indignation is that it's an expression that is used for an inner emotion that somebody is experiencing, but other people cannot see that emotion clearly. It's a negative emotion, and it's hard for the person experiencing to avoid it or to release that emotion. And when they have that emotion as a response to an objection that somebody else has received an unjust response or an unjust behavior or has been treated in a humiliating way. And it's not just anger, but it's resentment that comes from grief and sadness. And when it's expressed, it's a mix of this anger and sadness, and they experience it both in their body and in their mind.
この憤りの、ね、説明を見ると、まあ、ギリシャ語でうめくっていう言葉で、だった言葉がこう憤りに訳されてたのが、まあ、あ、なるほどなとなると思います。ここに憤り、涙する、怒りと悲しみが入り混じったイエス様の姿が今日の場面になります。イエス様っていうとこういつも平安があって穏やかそうなイメージが強いかなと思うので、もう怒りや悲しみをこうあらわにする、数少ないイエス様の姿かと思われます。
So it makes sense that the original Greek is that they often translate this as groan because Jesus is indignant here and he weeps tears that is a mixture of anger and sorrow in this moment. And most people, maybe, I don't know if it's just Japan, but most people generally think that Jesus is like this really cool, calm, peaceful dude, no matter what happens, he's like always there, you know, and nothing really changes. But this is one of those passages that shows us that Jesus also feels and expresses anger and sorrow.
じゃあイエス様はなんで憤り、そして涙を流されていたんでしょうか。
So why does Jesus get angry and weep?
同じ11章の序盤でイエス様のもとにラザロが病気で苦しんでいるっていうお知らせが届きます。その知らせを聞いたイエス様は次のように言われました。11章の4節です。この病気は死で終わるものではなく神の栄光のためのものです。それによって神の子が栄光を受けることになります。
At the beginning of John chapter 11, if you look in the passage, Jesus is told, Lazarus, the one you love, is very ill. And then Jesus responds to hearing that news like this in verse 4. He says, His sickness will not end in death, but will bring great glory to God. As these events unfold, the Son of God will be exalted.
いいですか。イエス様のもとに届いたのはラザロが病気で苦しんでいるっていう知らせでした。でもイエス様の発言からイエス様はこの愛するラザロがすでに死んでしまっているか、この後死んでしまうということをすでに知っておられたことがわかります。それでもこれは神の栄光のためのものだって言って、まあ、ここではそんなにこう感情の高ぶりというのはこう見られないかなと思って。
So the news has just come that Lazarus, who's one of Jesus' closest friends, is sick and is going to die. But we can see from Jesus' response, interestingly, that he knew already that Lazarus was either already dead by the time he gets the news, or was about to die right after he gets that news. And he doesn't actually give much of an emotional response at that moment in front of the other disciples. In fact, he says something to the effect of that this is going to bring great glory to God.
一方、マルタがイエス様のところに来たときは、イエス様はこのように言われました。あなたの兄弟はよみがえります。私はよみがえりです。命です。そう言って、真理の言葉を持ってマルタをなだめ、諭しています。ここでもあんまりこう激しい感情というのは見られません。
In fact, we don't even really see much of an emotional response from Jesus either in his interaction with Martha.After this, right? She comes to him, and then what does he say to her? Your brother's going to raise to life. And I am the resurrection and the life. So it's more than him being like upset that his friend, her brother, has died. It's more like he's reassuring Martha and encouraging her to embrace the truth that she already knows that he has spoken to her.
この姉のマルタもまた妹のマリアもイエス様のもとに行くと全く同じ言葉を、ね、かけていたのを覚えているでしょうか。彼女たちはこう言われました。主よ、もしここにいてくださったなら私の兄弟は死ななかったでしょう。
In fact, do you realize that both the elder sister Martha and the younger sister Mary say essentially the same thing to Jesus in this passage when they first meet him? Look at verse 21.And then look again at verse 32. And they basically say this, Lord, if you had been here with us, my brother would not have died, or my brother would still be alive.
ただもしかしたらこのマルタの発言にはイエス様を責めるような、ね、イエス様を批判するような気持ちが込められていたのかもしれません。だからこの時マルタにはイエス様が真理の言葉を持ってなだめ諭す必要があったのかもしれません。
Though they say the same words, the motivation behind those words may have been very different. Perhaps Martha was somewhat critical in what she was saying. She was blaming Jesus. So it was necessary for Jesus to reassure Martha and to admonish her to hold on to the truth of his words, to hold on to the truth of what he has taught.
まあ、その後マリアがイエス様のもとに行くんですが、マリアはイエス様のもとに着いた途端その場に泣き崩れるわけです。イエス様にかけた言葉はマルタと全く同じでしたが、マリアは愛する兄弟ラザロの死にただただ深く嘆き悲しんでいる様子です。
Whereas with Martha, when she goes to Jesus, as soon as she reaches him and sees him, what does it say that the passage say that she does?She breaks down in tears and falls at his feet. Her words are the same, written down, recorded as the same as what Martha has said. But we can see that she's overcome by her grief and is mourning. She's almost begging Jesus for help.
そんなマリアを見てイエス様は憤られ、彼をどこに置きましたか、一言だけ発して涙を流される。
And seeing his beloved friend Mary like that, Jesus deeply feels indignation about the pain that has been caused to her, and he manages to ask just one thing: Where have you laid his body?Before he begins to weep.
これイエス様が、まあ、ラザロとかマルタはそうでもなくてマリアのことだけ特別に愛していたからでしょうか。いや、おそらくそうではなくてイエス様はこの3人のことを同じように深く愛しておられたと思います。
Is it because that Jesus especially loved Mary more than Martha? I don't think so. I think Jesus probably deeply loved equally all of the siblings, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
この場面に見られるイエス様の2つの眼差しを考えていきたいと思います。1つはイエス様の憤りの眼差し、もう1つはイエス様の悲しみと涙した、悲しみ涙した憐れみの眼差しです。
Now these are intimate glimpses that John gives us into Jesus' character, into his heart and into his person. One of those glimpses that John gives is of Jesus' anger or his indignation. And the other glimpse is of Jesus' compassion, which he expresses through his grief and sorrow.
そしてその2つの眼差しはどこに向けられていたのでしょうか?
And it's equally important for us to know, where does he direct? Where does he direct those two emotions?
イエス様が憤ったのは人々があまりにも不信仰だったからかもしれません。
It is possible that Jesus may have been angry because of the stubborn unbelief of the people in him.
ただ、イエス様のその憤りの眼差しはおそらく人々に向けてというよりは、もっとそのもっと深くにある人々が不信仰になってしまっている原因の罪、そしてその罪がもたらす死に、そこに向けられていたのかもしれません。
Okay, this is important. Jesus' anger is probably not directed at the people. Rather, more accurately, Jesus' anger is directed at the sin that causes their disbelief and towards death, which he knows is ultimately the result of that sin.
そしてその罪と死に苦しめられてこう深く嘆き悲しんでいた人々に対してはイエス様は憐れみの眼差しを注いでくださっている。イエス様の流された涙の理由はそこにあったんじゃないかと。
Rather, what Jesus is directing towards the people is not anger, but compassion, because those same people are deeply grievingBecause they're suffering from sin and death. And perhaps that is the reason why Jesus even weeps.
最初に神様に作られた人であるアダムとエヴァ、ね、そのアダムとエヴァが、まあ、悪魔の誘惑によって罪を犯して以来、あの時以来、人は必ず死ぬ存在になりました。つまりあの時から私たち人間は死によって愛する人を失う、その度にずっと苦しめられ、そして嘆き悲しんで生きている。
We know the Genesis account, right? That God first creates Adam and Eve, and since the moment that they choose to give in to the devil's temptation and thus they sin, ever since then all of us humans have faced mortality. In other words, ever since that moment, we have all suffered because of our sin and the sins of others.And we've mourned and grieved every time we have lost a loved one.
私たちが自分自身の死であっても、または他の人の死であっても、死というものを考えたり、死というものと向き合うたびに怖くなったり、恐れが感じたり、悲しみが生じるのはそのためです。
And that's why every time we think about death, whether it's our own death or the death of someone that we love,We feel fear and sorrow.
愛する兄弟ラザロの死によって深く嘆き悲しみ涙を流していたマリアを見て、罪と死の支配というものが目の前にいるマリアに対して、またアダムとエヴァ以降の私たちも含めた全ての人に対してどれほどの影響を与えているのかということにイエス様は憤り涙したんだと思います。
Right before his very eyes, Jesus seeing Mary weep and grieve the death of her beloved brother Lazarus. We ask, how much anger and indignation does Jesus feel in that moment? And also, yet, we can see that he weeps tears of compassion as he sees how she and how all of us ever since Adam and Eve have been affected by sin and death.
マタイの福音書の9章36節に終わります。またイエスは群衆を見て深く憐れまれた。 彼らが羊飼いのいない羊の群れのように弱り果てて倒れていたからである。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36, Matthew writes this about Jesus. Whenever crowds came to him, speaking of Jesus, he had compassion for them because they were so deeply distraught, malaise, and heartbroken. They seemed to him like lost sheep without a shepherd.
ここにもイエス様の憐れみの眼差しを見ることができます。
We can get a clear view of Jesus' compassion here.
羊飼いのいない羊とは、まあ、つまり群れからはぐれて迷子になってさまよって食べ物に飢え喉もカラカラに渇きそして獣に襲われ血を流し今にも死にそうな状態の羊のことです。
Sheep without a shepherd means that they stray from the flock. That they're lost, they're wandering, they're hungry for food and they're thirsty. They find themselves on the brink of death because they become vulnerable to the attacks of those wild beasts who prey on them.
イエス様はそんな瀕死の羊を憐れまれるのと同じ眼差しで私たちのことを見てくださっています。
And just as Jesus would look at sheep who were in that situation, who were in fear of death, Jesus looks with eyes of compassion that same way to each one of us.
そして、まあ、ここに書いていませんが、イエス様の憤りの眼差しは、その羊が、ね、瀕死になっている、ね、迷子になって、羊飼いのいない羊が、置かれているひどい状況に向けてまたあそうなってしまったそもそもの原因に向けてそして羊を襲った獣に対して向けられているということだと思います。
And even though it's not included in this passage in Matthew 9, surely Jesus' anger and indignation is directed at the fact that those precious sheep, those crowds, us, are in such a vulnerable situation to begin with, and thatThe anger at both the cause for it and also anger at the beast who is preying, who is attacking the sheep.
イエス様の憤りの眼差しは罪と死に向けられたものであり、またそれは今のこの世界、神の御心からはるかにかけ離れてしまっているこの世界、ボロボロに壊れて理不尽なものになってしまっているこの世界にも向けられています。
Yeah, Jesus' indignation is directed at sin and death because this world is so far removed from God's good and perfect will that it has become damaged and out of control.
でもそこまで憤るなら、神様はなんでこの理不尽な世界をそのままにしておくんでしょうか?
But if he was so, if Jesus was so angry about that,Why would God allow this world to become and to remain so broken and out of control?
2011年の、ね、東日本大震災が起こった時も神様がいるならなんでこんなひどいことをなさるのかっていう質問を多くの人が口にしていたのを覚えています。
In 2011, when Japan experienced that big earthquake and massive tsunami, many people asked this question, why does God do, or why does God allow such terrible things to happen?
今もこの世界では戦争だったり、自然災害だったり、病気、事故、貧困、差別、いじめや虐待、そういった様々なものによって毎日多くの人が苦しみ命を落としています。
Even now in our lives and in the world around us, many people are suffering, they're grieving, they experience loss of life due to war, natural disasters, illness, accidents, poverty, discrimination, bullying, and abuse.
家族や友人、職場の人との関係といった本当に毎日の何気ないことでも私たちは傷つき悲しみ苦しみです。
We also get hurt, feel deep sadness, and we experience suffering in situations in our daily life, in our relationships with our family, our friends, and our coworkers, don't we?
神様が本当にいるなら、 なんでそのままにしてるの、なんで早く悪を取り去ってくれないの、皆さんもそういうふうに、そういうふうな気持ちになったことがあるんじゃないかと。
If God really exists, why does He allow this? Why doesn't God come quickly and just remove, just wipe out all the hurt and all the evil? Beloved people, we have all felt, or maybe even right now, currently, are feeling that, right?
ティモシー・ケラー牧師はこのように言っています。しかしながら、イエスは剣を手にやってはきませんでした。むしろ釘を
Well-known pastor and author Timothy Keller responds to that question in this way. He says this, however, Jesus did not come with a sword in his hands. He came with nails in his hands.
早くこの世界から悪がなくなればいいって私たちが思うとき、そういう時私たちは自分自身もその悪の一端を担っている、自分自身もその悪の一部であるということを忘れてしまっています。
When we say things like, I wish God would come quickly and just wipe out and remove all evil, we forget that we ourselves are a part of contributing to that evil. And so, in a sense, we're wishing that God would wipe us out.
そう、思い出してください。私たちはみんな自己中心的です。
Because let's not forget, every single one of us is selfish and self-centered.
プライドが高くて、
we're prideful.
愛が足りなくて、
we lack in love.
忍耐も足りなくて、
we lack in patience.
すぐに腹を立てるし、
we easily get annoyed and frustrated.
知恵も乏しく愚かで、
we lack wisdom.
自分を守るためなら簡単に嘘もつきます。
To protect ourselves, we easily lie or tell half-truths, as we like to call them, to make ourselves feel better.
自分の都合のいい人には良くするのに、そうでない人にはまるで無関心です。
We show interest in and kindness toward others based on our own convenience and are otherwise indifferent to everybody else.
自分が欲しいもののためなら、争い、奪い、傷つけます。
If there's something that we want, something that benefits us,or makes our life better or more convenient, we're willing to fight, steal, and hurt others to get it.
それが今の私たちです。
That is who we all are as humans in today's world.
もしイエス様が剣によって悪を滅ぼしに来られたなら、そんな罪深い私たち、つまり悪を持っている私たちも一緒に滅んでしまうことになる。でも主は、私たちの主はそれを望まれませんでした。
If Jesus actually came just to simply destroy and wipe out all evil with a sword, then our sinful nature and our sinful attitudes and actions of our hearts and lives would mean that we would certainly be destroyed. We would be wiped out. But that is not what our Lord and Savior desired for us.
そうではなく、イエス様は剣を持ってではなく、釘を携えてこられたんです。この釘はもちろん十字架にかけられた時にその手と足に打ち込まれた釘のことです。
Instead, Jesus came with nails. These nails are, of course, the nails that were brutally hammered into his hands and feet when he was crucified.
つまりそれは、ご自身が十字架にかかることで本来私たちが罪のために受けるべき死という罰をイエス様が代わりに背負って、それによって罪だけを滅ぼして私たちを救い出してくださる、このためだったんです。
By hanging on the cross himself, Jesus bears the punishment of death that we should have received because of our sins, and thereby he destroys only sin, and instead he savesUs.
こんな救い主、他に聞いたことがありません。
I have never heard of any other savior like that.
ラザロのことを生き返らせたこのイエス様を見て、その場に居合わせた人々はこのように言いました。ご覧なさい、どんなにラザロを愛しておられたことか。
Witnessing Jesus bring Lazarus back to life, the people who were there realized this, saying, everyone noticed how much Jesus must have loved Lazarus.
でも今日私たちはイエス様の十字架を見てこう言えます。主は私たちをどんなに愛してくださっていることか。
Today we can realize and say, Wow, look how much our Lord and Savior loves us.
御の御子イエス様は私たちと同じ人となって神がおられる天から私たちのいるこの地上に降りてきてくださった。それは十字架に関わることで私たちの罪を代わりに背負い、その問題を解決するためです。
Jesus, the Son of God, became human just like us. He came down from heaven where God the Father is to be on earth where we are. He did all of this to take our sins on our behalf and to pay the price on our behalf by hanging on the cross.
主はただ寄り添うだけで終わりではなく、逆にただ真理を真理だけを伝えるだけでもない。憤り、涙を流され、そして何より十字架という究極の寄り添いを持って真理を伝えてくださるお方、真理そのものであられるお方、それが私たちの主イエスキリストです。
Lord Jesus doesn't only show compassion to become close to us, nor does he only speak truth into our lives. With indignation and weeping tears, and above all by allowing himself to hang on the cross instead of us, he is our most precious companion who offers compassion and truth. And actually, he himself is truth in all that he says and does. And that is what makes Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior.
私たちイエス様を信じる者には復活と永遠の命が約束されています。イエス様にあっては死は終わりではないというそういう希望が私たちにはあります。
We receive the promise that all who believe in Jesus will be resurrected to eternal life. In fact, that's our memory verse this month, right?With Jesus and in Jesus, we have hope that death is not the end.
それでも私たちに死の悲しみがないって言ったらそういうわけではありません。
But that also doesn't mean that we escape sorrow that comes with death, nor suffering that comes from sin.
罪の苦しみがないということでもありません。家庭において、仕事において、毎日の人間関係において、この世界の理不尽さに直面するとき、私たちは苦しみ、悲しみ、嫌になることがあります。
Our homes and our workplaces and the relationships with the people in our daily lives, surely we experience pain and sadness and frustration that comes with the brokenness of this world.
逃げ出したくなることもあります。
Sometimes we want to try to escape or avoid it.
押しつぶされてしまいそうになる時も。
Sometimes we feel overwhelmed and crushed by it.
もうすべて投げ出したくなる時があります。
Sometimes we even just want to throw it all away.
でもそういう時に私たちは目の前にある困難がね、早くなくなるようにってすぐに願い求める前に次のことを思い出すことができたんです。
But in those times,Before we immediately ask God to bring a quick end to our present struggles and difficulties, let's remember the following.
イエス様はそんな私たちと共におられ、共に悲しみ、共に苦しみ、共に痛んでおられます。
Jesus is with us, sharing in our sorrow, our pain and suffering.
そしてそんな私たちを憐れみ、救いたいと切に願ってくださっています。そのためにイエス様はあざけられ、鞭打たれ、そして十字架に釘で貼り付けにされて殺されました。
And Jesus' earnest desire continually is to show us mercy and compassion and to save us. That is why he endured the mocking, the beating, and the dying on the cross to which he was nailed.
全く罪のない 清い神の御子が私たち全ての人のために一人孤独に理不尽で不当な仕打ちを受けてくださったんです。
Jesus, the Holy Son of God, who was without sin, was utterly alone and took upon himself all of the injustice instead of us and for us.
私たちが困難の中にある時でなければ知ることができないイエス様の愛というのがあります。
There's a depth of love that we find and receive from Jesus that we can only know, that we can only experience when we are deeply in trouble and need and suffering.
今週もこのイエス様に私たちの心と目を向けて、このイエス様と結ばれて歩むことで新しく作り変えられていく。
So this week, by turning our hearts and our eyes to Jesus, let's be changed and renewed.As we journey intimately with Him.
そしてイエス様が愛してくださったように互いに愛し合うことでこの世界に福音の光を輝かせていけたらと思います。
And by loving one another as Jesus loves us, let's allow the light of the gospel to shine into this world through us. Let's pray.Jesus.
あなたはあの当時の弟子たちに対して、そして今を生きる私たちに対して御言葉を通して真理を伝えてくださっています。
Both through your disciples who followed you in the time of John's gospel and through all of us who live as your disciples today, you continue to speak the truth through your word.
たとえ私たちがそれをすぐに理解できなくても、それが私たちにとって受け入れにくいものであっても、あなたは決して包み隠すことなく、惜しみなく伝えてくださっています。
And even if we don't understand it immediately, and even when it's hard for us to accept it, you never hide it from us, and you are generous in providing many chances for us to hear, to know, and understand your truth.
しかしあなたはただ真理を語られるのではなくて、これ以上ないほどに私たちに寄り添ってくださるお方であることに感謝します。
Yet not only are you speaking truth into our lives, you do so out of compassion, a compassion that we never see or experience anywhere or through anyone else. And we thank you for your compassionate love given to us.
私たちが罪と死のために恐れたり苦しんだり悲しむときに、あなたは憤られ、そして涙を流してくださっています。
You demonstrate anger and indignation because of the sorrow that we experience from sin and death, and you even weep tears for us because of the fear and the pain that it causes us.
そして何より、私たちをその罪と死の支配から救い出すために、私たちの代わりに受難の道を、十字架の道を歩んでくださいました。
And above all else, in order to save us from the power of sin and death, you walked the path of suffering on our behalf, the path to the cross.
あなたは私たちの抱える問題を決して他人事ではなくて、ご自分のことのように取り扱ってくださり、そうやって私たちに寄り添ってくださる方です。
You face our struggles as if they were your own, not someone else's, and you constantly choose to stand by us.
主はあなたの愛に感謝します。
Lord Jesus, thank you for your love.
今週私たちがこの世界の理不尽さと向き合うとき、イエス様の憤りの眼差しがどこに向けられていたのか、悲しみ、涙した憐れみの眼差しはどこに向けられていたのか、そのことを思い出すことができるように聖霊様、助けてください。
This week, as we ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us as we face and wrestle with the injustice and the brokenness of this world, help us to remember and recall where Jesus directed the focus of his anger and indignation, and also the sadness that he showed and the tears of compassion that he shed.
そして私たちも主が見ておられるところを主が見ておられるように見ることができるよう、そして主が私たちに注いでくださっている愛を他の方々と分かち合っていくことができるように助けてください。
And help us, Holy Spirit, to open our eyes so that we may see what Jesus sees and perceive it in the way that Jesus perceives it, so that we can generously pour out the love that we have received from Jesus on the people we share life with each day this week.
私たちの愛する主、イエス様の御名によってお祈りします。
We pray this in the name of our loving Savior, Jesus.
Amen.
注ぎたまえ主よ、恵みと哀れみよ、天が開くため祈る聖霊の御霊よ、主の御霊よ、触れたまえ我が心に、主の教会に雨を降らせ、リバイバルを光らせ、たまえ主よ、この地の Jesus cares for me.